Unfortunately, in our generation, the Yetzer Hara is so powerful and the darkness of the exile is so thick that the power of the Yetzer Hara is coming after everybody, and dafka in the department of immorality and everything that has to do with arayot, with forbidden relations. I can tell you already, not that it's some type of a comfort, and it shouldn't be a comfort, but unfortunately the majority of men in our generations are failing in Shmirat HaBrit, in guarding the covenant. And there's no difference between secular and religious people. The secular people are not educated about it, so it's a natural thing for them. But even in the religious sect, in many groups of all kinds, unfortunately, single men and married men are failing in the area of Shmirat HaBrit, of guarding the Brit. This is the Yetzer Hara of this generation. It was already seen 2,000 years ago. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar said that the generation of Mashiach, the Ikvata de Meshicha, will sin in Arayot, will fail in Arayot. And even 500 years ago, at the time of the Arizal, even 300 years ago, at the time of the Baal Shem Tov, and then Rabbi Nachman from Breslev, so many people in throughout the generation saw that the test, the nisayon of our generation is going to be in Arayot. And we see before, we see in action, that the Yetzer Hara is attacking everybody. And he's especially attacking the Torah scholars and Torah learners and religious men, because spiritually there's more juice to take out of them. Because when a man sits and learns Torah all day long, even if he doesn't learn Torah all day long, even if he only learns 2 hours a day, but he's busy in learning Torah, and he's busy and occupied with learning and praying and following all the mitzvot, the soul is like a generator of unbelievable kedusha, of holiness. And every mitzvah that we do, and every minute that we learn Torah, we are generating extremely powerful amounts of holiness. So the klipa, the sitra achra, the other side of holiness, will only go and attack the kedusha. Why? Because it can have what's called achiza, a grasp on it, and then it can suck out the kedusha. This is what's called yenika. So unfortunately, in our generation, this is the yetzer hara. And unfortunately, I know it's not a comfort, but I would easily say that 60, 70, maybe even 80, and could be even 90% of men in our generation, and I'm talking in the religious circles, are failing in Shmirat HaBrit. Some are more, some are less, some are all the way, like mamash, failing in all the arayot, all the forbidden relations, and some it's a little bit more under control. But unfortunately, this is the disaster of our generation, that many of the gdolim in the last couple decades were saying that this is going to be what's holding off the geula, that's stopping and stalling the redemption from coming. That's why we see that all the gdolim in our generation are going so against the internet and the smartphones and all these things, that because this is what brings all this impurity. That's why the gdolim, the heads of our generations, are screaming about the fact of tznius, of modesty, and the way people are dressed. So we know this is right now the biggest yetzer hara that we have in our generation. So what one needs to do is, first of all, to understand that you're not the only one in this fight. Many others are in this fight. Many. For your question, it's not so simple. First of all, the teachings of Rabbi Nachman from Breslev says, "Eni yaush ba'olam." There's no place to fall into despair. The Yetzer Hara will come and push you, and he'll make sure that you fail. And then when you're on the ground, he's going to come and tell you that you are a loser. And he's going to come and tell you that you are nothing, and nothing's going to be out of you. And he breaks your spirit, and he wants you to stay on the ground and to fall into despair, to fall in what's called yaush. Why? Because he doesn't want you to get up. Now, the whole battle about the Brit, that's hours and hours of information, why and how, and so many details in it. But in regards to your question, You need to remember that this should not stop you from becoming huge in the Torah. Now, I know many, many individuals that they battled the sin for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years, and they were able to overcome it. The thing is that the reason why the Kadosh Baruch Hu puts on us these nisyonot, these tests, is because he wants us to overcome it. And you know, when the tzaddikim go up to Shamayim and they present it with their Gan Eden that they're receiving, they say, this is not fair. You know, I was a tzaddik. I didn't even have a Yetzer Hara. What's the point of you giving me a Gan Eden? Send me down to this world and I want to have nisyonot. I want to have tests. I want you to put me in hard positions. I want to fail. I want to be able to do tshuva. Like the Gemara says, במקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים צדיקים גמורים אינם יכולים לעמוד, in the place where a Baal Tshuva stands, a complete tzaddik cannot stand. We know that when we got the Torah the first time, we all were in the level of tzaddikim. But then we had the sin of the golden calf, and the second time we got the Torah, we were already in the level of a Baal Tshuva. So you can look at it in a different way. Instead of saying, Chas v'shalom, letting the Yetzer Hara put you into despair and in a place that you feel that you're low, rather you should say, okay, Hashem is giving me now the opportunity to raise me to a higher level. Why? Because when I overcome, when I overpower my desire, my Yetzer, and I'm able to subdue it, this is when I bring out the most out of me. It says in the Zohar that we were created for one motion, and this motion is called Kadit Kafya Sitra Acha, meaning that I have to subdue my Yetzer Hara. My Yetzer Hara is going to come and attack me all day long with all sorts of desires, with all sorts of inclinations, with all sorts of ta'avot, and I have to overpower it. Now, if I overpower it, I did the motion that is called Dit Kafya, to subdue my Yetzer Hara. What would be the result from that? He continues in the Zohar and he says, "Itapcha chashocha lenora, transforming the darkness into light, umetiku lemerira, the bitterness into sweetness." So we were put in this world with a Yetzer Hara to overpower it. Now, if chas v'shalom I fail, nothing happened. This is what Rabbi Nachman says: "En yush ba'olam, don't fall into despair." Why? Because the Yetzer Hara is going to push you to the ground, and when you're on the ground, he's going to tell you, "Now you are a loser. You are nobody." But what you need to do, you need to get up and brush off the dirt and move on. We see a beautiful hint when we read Lecha Dodi every Erev Shabbat. The fourth Pasuk, we say, Hitnari Me'afar Kumi. Hitnari Me'afar Kumi means get up from the dirt and brush off all the dirt off you. And then it says, V'livshi Bigdei Tif'ar Techami, where the garments of the glory of my nation. This comes to hint us that this is the motion. The Yetzer Hara will push you to the ground. Once you're on the ground, why? He's going to start telling you how much you are a loser and you are a nobody and you are a nothing. Why? Because he doesn't want to see how you fall. He wants to keep you on the ground. Because he wants the sadness and the depression and the despair, the yeush, that one will feel after the sin. And some even go to the extent and they say the person is not being judged on the actual sin. He's going to be judged how he's performing after the sin. What do I mean? A lot of men, lo aleinu, they sin. They go at night, they go on the internet, they see the wrong things, and chas v'shalom, they fall and they sin. Now what happens that night? That night, they don't even say kriyat shma lamita because they feel all dirty and disgusting, and you know they say, okay, I can't say kriyat shma when I'm a baal keri. Then they wake up in the morning, and most of the men, they wake up in the morning, and you know what's going on in their mind? The Yetzer Hara tells them, yesterday, you did such a horrible sin. What are you pretending to be a tzaddik now? What, are you going to go to shul now? You're going to do mitzvahs? You're going to learn Torah? Yesterday, you did the worst sin ever, and you are a rasha. You are wicked. How dare you even wake up in the morning? This is what the Yetzer Hara wants. And to emphasize what I'm explaining, a few months ago, more than a few months ago, but I met a young man in one of my lectures. A young man came and got very inspired, and as a result from that, started to attending a lot of my classes and my lectures. At some point, after a couple months, he started praying the morning prayer with us. He started praying Shacharit with us. And he was very persistent. Every morning he would show up and pray with us, which was an unbelievable achievement. And one day he didn't show up. So I thought he's maybe sick. I call him up. I tell him, why didn't you show up? So he tells me, I'm done with all this. That's it. I give up. So I told him, what are you talking about? You're doing amazing. Why are you giving up? So he tells me, you know where I was last night? So I said, I don't really care where you were last night. So he tells me, I'll tell you where I was. I went to a party. And then he tells me, you know what I did last night? So I answer, I don't care what you did last night. So he tells me, I'll tell you, I met a girl. And then I went home, and then I did this, and then I did that, and I did all the sins in the book. And you think I have the chutzpah to wake up in the morning and to show up in shul and to put tefillin on me? And to put a talis on me? I feel like a hypocrite. Yesterday I did all the sins in the book, and now you want me to stand here in shul and pretend that I'm such a tzaddik? So I told him, you must be suffering from some type of a rare disease of stupidity. Because what is one have to do with the other? The fact that yesterday you did the worst sin ever, who cares? Who is giving you now the permission not to show up to pray? You know, when you don't show up to pray, you know how many positive mitzvahs you're not doing? When you don't show up in the morning to pray, you are mevatel. You are not doing mitzvat aseh of tefillin. And this is two. One for the head, one for the hand. And then you are mevatel. You are not doing a mitzvah aseh of putting talit. And then you are not doing a mitzvah aseh of saying kriyat shema in its time. And you're not doing a mitzvah aseh of praying. And if you would come to pray, most likely you will do a mitzvah aseh of giving charity. And most likely you will do a mitzvah of learning Torah. Look how many mitzvahs you are missing because your ego and your yetzer hara is telling you, oh, don't pretend that you're such a tzaddik. Who's asking you? Who's consulting you? Who gives you the permission to levatel mitzvah aseh? The fact that yesterday you did an avera, one has nothing to do with the other. So you wake up in the morning, and you go to the mikveh, and you do tshuva, and Bezrat Hashem, Hashem will forgive you, and you move on. And you show up to shul. And you are not mevatel mitzvah aseh, so many of them, because you feel that you are a hypocrite. And I told him, this is exactly what the Yetzer Hara wants. He wants you to fall down to the ground, and then he makes you a loser. And I told him, you know that in a situation like this, could very much be that there's not going to be a judgment on your actual act. You know what the judgment will be? On the fact that you didn't show up to pray Shacharit in the morning. And that you didn't put tefillin on, and that you didn't put a talit on, and you didn't say kriyat shema, and you didn't learn Torah, and you didn't give charity, and so forth. So I told him, one has nothing to do with the other. The fact that yesterday you did an avera does not exempt you from doing a mitzvah. The point is that the Yetzer Hara is constantly going to put you to a corner, he will make you sin, and then when you're on the ground, he's going to make fun of you and going to make you feel like you're a loser. The point is to get up, brush off the dirt, do tshuva, and Bezrat Hashem, Hashem forgives you for the bad things that you do, and you move on. And when you're able to move on, this is when you really win. This is when you overpower Yetzer Hara. And like I said before, we were created to fight the Yetzer Hara. Now if Hashem put already a Yetzer Hara in front of me, He knows, the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that I have the koach, I have the power to actually fight it. So if you put it, if you want to take it to give an example, if you put in a ring, a person that is a boxing ring, you put a person that is weighing, I don't know, 60, 70 pounds, and you're putting with an opponent the exact same weight, that it's a fair fight. But if you put like a little kid into a ring with a heavyweight champion, the heavyweight champion is just going to give him one punch and he buries him in the ground. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you an opponent in your power, which means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that you can fight him. And if the Kadosh Baruch Hu is already putting you in a situation that he puts you through on his Nisayon, it means that you this is what you're supposed to do. And you have to overpower the Nisayon. And when you overpower the Nisayon, can you imagine the level that you grow to? Can you imagine the level that you, after you subdued your Yetzer Hara, you won it, and you're doing tshuva, you're holding in a much higher level. You're already in a level of a Baal tshuva. And more than that, if a person is doing the right tshuva, we know that there are two levels of tshuva, tshuva from love and tshuva from fear. The Zohar calls it tshuva ilah, tshuva tata, high level tshuva, a low level tshuva. If a person doing a tshuva ilah, tshuva from love, the Gemara says, Zduyot nefchot leschuyot. His sins become merits. So you can derive from that. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. Lefichach chibah lehem Torah u'mitzvot. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give you more mitzvahs, and more zchuyot and more merits. That's why he gave you Torah and mitzvahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do tshuva. He wants you to be elevated to the level of Baal tshuva. You know that the place in Gan Eden where Baalei tshuva are is in the fifth level of Gan Eden. Higher than the level on the fifth level in Gan Eden, that's what it says in the Zohar. On the fourth level of Gan Eden are all the people who died on Kiddush Hashem, Harugei Malchut, and Tinokot Shel Bet Rabban. You know, babies who died. Can you imagine the level of the sages? All the sages were begging Hashem to die on Kiddush Hashem, to die on to be a Harug Malchut. And they're only on the fourth level, and a Baal Tshuva is on the fifth level. So the point is to take from it is that this is the Hashgacha Pratit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you to fight this particular Yetzer Hara. And it's your job to overpower it. The point here to remember is this right now is your Nisayon. And this Nisayon can take now a month, can take half a year, can take a year, till you're going to kill it. But it should not stop you for 1 second from your growth. And this is part of your growth. Because exactly how the Zohar says, if you are able to do it, Kaf Yasid Ra'acha, you're able to subdue it, you're transforming the darkness into light. All the Torah that you learn, you elevate it 10 times more powerful than what it would be if you wouldn't fight it. So the point is to take from it is not to see yourself chas v'shalom for 1 second in a lower level, rather to see how valuable you are that the Yetzer Hara is attacking you. Exactly like a robber. A robber is not going to go to a poor neighborhood to rob a house that is empty. A robber will go to a fancy neighborhood where the houses are full of diamonds and rings and money and electronics. Same here with the Sitracha. You think he's going to go and rob a person that doesn't have Torah and mitzvahs? No, he's going to go to a person who's sitting in yeshiva all day long and learning Torah. And he's holding all the diamonds and the golds and the gems. So you have to see yourself as a high level. Now, to be more specific to your question, one has nothing to do with the other. A person can grow in the levels of Torah. Of course, at one point, you're going to have to overpower this completely. Because one cannot continue it. If a person is constantly feeding the Yetzer Hara and not fighting it, then he will never grow in Torah and mitzvahs. Yes, you have to fight it. You have to do anything in your power to fight it. You have to do whatever you can. And if you're learning 4 hours a day Torah, learn 6 hours a day. If you're learning 8, learn to 10. If whatever level you're holding, you have to constantly increase it. Sometimes Hashem is putting an isayon on us because He wants us to grow to a higher level. He wants us to become much more stronger, much more strict in Torah and mitzvahs, much more particular with halacha, and to grow. So it doesn't mean that you're chas v'shalom a lost case. This is the etzah, the advice of the Yetzer Hara, that he will come and whisper in your ear, you already failed in arayot and not keeping the brit. You're a failure, you're nothing. Get up, leave the yeshiva. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to the Yetzirah. Lefer, you have to turn around and knock him down. Fight him. Fight the Yetzirah. So Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should give you the koach. Hashem should give you the knowledge and the clarity that this is your nisayon, this is your fight, this is the time for the entire generation. It was said many years ago. You know, Rabbi Nachman from Breslov says, almost 300 years ago, he said that the most highest level souls are going to come back in this generation, Ikva de Meshicha, the generation before Mashiach, and they're going to be stuck in such klipot, in such impurity. Why? Because only they can take out all the kedusha, all the holiness from the klipa, that is stuck in the klipa from the sin of Adam HaRishon. We still have nitzotzot kedusha, we still have godly sparks stuck in the klipa, in the power of impurity, from the chet of Adam HaRishon, of the sin of the first man. And the only souls that can actually get it out is only by going into the klipa and removing it. So every individual that is right now in the klipa, in this power of impurity, has to understand that he's going to the depth of the depth in order to pull these godly sparks that are stuck in the klipa for thousands of years. And the only way of doing it is through learning Torah and doing mitzvot. That's what gives you power. The whole point is to have a lot of koach and to keep your head up. Keep your head up and not to fall into despair. Every day, chas v'shalom, you fail, you wake up next day in the morning, even an hour earlier. You go to the mikveh right away. You do tshuva. And you add more limud Torah, more tehillim to read every day. You add constantly. Why? Because eventually you will fight it, eventually you will win it, and eventually you'll grow to such a high level that nobody will be in your level. What you need to take from this very short answer, which the answer can be a 20-hour answer, because there's so much to know of it. Baruch Hashem, I have a lot of lectures online that I talking about the power of why we're struggling with such a big yetzer hara. It's part of the galut. And it's here for a reason. That's it. The yetzer hara knows that very soon Mashiach is coming, and Mashiach is going to slaughter the yetzer hara. Veruach hatuva hatumah avir min haaretz. There's not going to be any more impurity. So he's going wild now. He's going out of his kelim. So he's attacking everything. The point is to keep your head above the water and to constantly fight it and not to break your spirit. And one can chas v'shalom go to the worst place and then come out of it and climb to the highest place. If you want to look at many of our sages and many of the Gdolim, they went so far away and then they came back and they became even greater. So the point is that you have to look at it that Hashem gave you a mission, a serious mission, and this mission is to kill this Yetzer Hara, is to overpower it, it's to retract, to take out from the Klipa all these godly sparks and transform them into light. You have a very important mission. You were chosen for that, you and many others. So the point is you can still grow in Torah and you can still march forward. And you know what? There's not even a better feeling that a person, you know, lo aleinu, has something that he was fighting for a year or two or three, and then he was able to overpower it and overcome it. So there's not greater achievement from that. And the thing is that some people, it takes them a month to fight it. They fall, that's it, and they make sure that they're never going there again. Some people, it takes them a year. They battle with it a year. Some people I know, it takes them 10 years. But I know many people, they're able to battle it and to leave it and to overcome it. The point is that you have to be very smart. You have to have the right guidance. You know, you mentioned that in your specific yeshiva, you want to keep it as a secret. I understand. So you find the right guide outside of your yeshiva to talk to you on a regular basis, to give you the chizuk that you need, to give you the right answers. I have many young men that are in yeshivas, and even older men, that I talk to them once a week, once a month. We talk to get chizuk, to strengthen them, and to have the right guide. You have to make sure that you're not putting yourself in situations that are hard, you know, not to carry a smartphone, not to have internet so accessible, not to be chas v'shalom in a place that is impurity and immorality. Make sure that you constantly, you know, you segregate yourself from girls. Needless to say that you want, if you're in the right age, to try to get married as fast as you can, that at least you know, in that department, you cover that place. But the most important thing to take from it is don't let the Yetzer Hara for one second make you feel lower than what you are. You have to constantly empower yourself and understand and acknowledge that you are Lehefech, the other way around. You are a very high and powerful soul, and that's why the Yetzer Hara is coming after you. And if you fight it and win it, Bezrat Hashem, you will grow in Torah and you will reach highest levels, because nobody can reach to a higher level like a Baal Tshuva. And of course, there's a difference between a Chozer B'Tshuva and Baal Tshuva. Chozer B'Tshuva, Chozer means to return. Meaning that he does the sin, then he does Tshuva, then he does the sin, then he does Tshuva. This is Chozer B'Tshuva. Baal Tshuva, Baal is the owner. Baalim is an owner. Baal Tshuva is he conquered the Yetzer. He totally subdued it. Harag et ha-Yetzer Hara. He killed it. Bezrat Hashem, that should be your goal. And the only way to reach this goal is only with Torah. Only with the power of Torah, you're able to win the Yetzer Hara. And Bezrat Hashem, Hashem will give you powers to win the Yetzer Hara, and you will grow in Torah. And Bezrat Hashem, this day is going to be very close. And if you need more guidance and more help, please feel free to contact me, and we can talk even on a regular basis, that you can get the right chizuk. It's extremely, extremely important that you have somebody that is pulling you out. Because there's a known concept. En asur matir atzmo mibet ha'asurim. A prisoner cannot let himself out of his own cell. You must have somebody that's pulling you out from where you are. You can't do it by yourself. It's extremely important that you find the right guide, the right mentor, the right madrich, a rabbi, a mashpia, doesn't matter what it is or how you call him. Somebody that can pull you out, and when you're down, he's able to raise you. And when you have a question, he's able to answer, and so forth. It's extremely important that you find the right person, whether it's somebody physical close to you, or if you don't want it to be physical, even if it's over the phone, doesn't matter. But you must find somebody that will pull you out. And don't worry, this is just a nisayon. This is part of the path you have to walk on. You just have to do as much as Kiddush Hashem as possible, and to do big Mesirut Nefesh. 100 years ago, our great-grandfathers did Mesirut Nefesh by fighting for Torah and mitzvahs, and a lot of them were killed and murdered because of that. In our generation, this is the Mesirut Nefesh, to fight the Yetzer Ra, to keep ourselves holy, and to elevate ourselves. So the main point is Chas V'Shalom, not to let the Yetzer Ra affect you, to put you in a lower place, and Chas V'Shalom, not to fall into Yeush, and Le'efech, to go full force forward. And only by this you'll be able to overpower Yetzer Ra, and Bezat Hashem, to kill this entire Te'ava, and move on, and climb to levels that you can't even imagine that you can reach.